More and more people are immigrating into the United States. The growing numbers of new immigrants have caused some tensions. Asian Americans are concerned about a number of anti-Asian incidents in the last 5 years. Some of the incidents involved racial insults. Some involved violence. The United States Civil Rights Commission reported last autumn that anti-Asian violence is a national problem. Social experts say some Americans are looking for someone to blame for the country's economic problems. These people believe Japan is responsible for the trade imbalance and loss of industrial jobs. So they blame anyone who, to them, looks like Japanese or simply Asian. This feeling is strongest, experts say, among poorer Americans who are struggling for survival. Partly because of this problem, Asian Americans are becoming more politically active. They are speaking out against anti-Asian violence and against policies based on anti-Asian feelings. Traditionally, Asians have taken little part in politics in the United States. They put their energy into hard work and taking care of their families. Now, a movement for more political power has begun. Asian American politicians say the reason is mainly the desire for political representation. They say all Asian Americans do not share the same political goals, but share a desire to end all forms of racism. These political leaders would like to see more Asian Americans in political life. California politician Julie Tong believes that Asian Americans will become a united political force with their own elected officials. Ms. Tong says, Asians want to be really part of the American system.
Questions 26 to 28 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 26. According to social experts, what is the reason for anti-Asian incidents? Question 27. According to the passage, what do Asian Americans currently do? Question 28. Why are more Asian Americans taking an interest in politics?